Where we last left off, you woke up to a creaking door. When you open it, you find a wall. Twig, do you want to try and open it?
Well, I try to, I try to use my bad music to force it open.
Ooh, that's a good idea. How successful are you? Well, you got a 14. See, you made a couple cracks in the wall with how horrible your music is. Because it was like, oh no, it's horrible music! I'm cracking! So, there's a couple cracks, but that's about it. Jeff, what do you do?
Well, I look to see if I can open it.
Okay, you roll. You get a 23. You open it and figure out how to get outside. I'm gonna roll for the entire group to see if everyone follows. I got a 3.
No one follows.
Hey, Twig, do you wanna add to that to see if we at least go downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, you roll. You got a 1, so no one believes that we should go downstairs.
I do.
Except you. Okay. So, you roll.
I roll to go downstairs and see if there's any food. Like, grab a little snack.
Okay. 12. You find a cupboard and you open it. But there's not really any food in there. Like, there's a ketchup bottle. That's about it.
I take the ketchup bottle and save it for later.
Okay.
In case I find any fries.
Yes, good idea.
Fries.
Okay. Now, Jeff, you are the wizard.
The wise wizard.
Now, do you take your wisdom and use it logically to determine whether the guy will wake up that owns this house, or do you try and get everyone one more time to go downstairs out the door? I think that I'll roll. Can I roll to see? If I roll a really high number, can I try and coax everybody downstairs and vaguely see if he'll wake up?
Sure.
Oh, you got a 23. Everyone gets downstairs and out the door, and you vaguely think that he won't wake up. So, are you gonna do anything else?
Oh, I grab sustenance that I find in the fridge. A couple apples.
Yeah, Twig, I can see you're very happy about that. Okay, so. Bill, what do you do?
I go out to the front porch and walk to the fountain that's outside.
Okay. How successful are you? A 4. You try to get off the porch, but trip and land on the stairs. Well, you rolled a 4, so you weren't successful. You basically failed at your mission.
I hopped over the stairs and landed
You like hopped up over the stairs and then tripped as you did.
Yeah, but at least I'm off the patio.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna roll to see if you skinned your knee. Okay, it's a 3. You mildly hurt your knee, but nothing more.
Did I escape from that beating?
Yes. And now, I will roll to see if there's someone we can talk to. A 15! Man, I'm getting better at this game, I think. So, I find a man sitting on the fountain, but it's hard to talk to him from all the way over to the porch. So, Twig, what do you do?
I yep off the porch and run to the fountain where the man is.
Okay, do you want to roll to see if he'll tell you anything?
Yep.
15. He tells you vaguely that somewhere in the forest there is a dungeon or a cave with a priceless gem in it that will do wonders for whoever wields it. But there are other people who want it for themselves.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know. So, do you tell everyone else, or do you just move on with your life and think that it's crazy?
I tell everybody else.
Okay, let's see if everybody else believes you. 5.
You both. They don't really believe you,
but they want to go over to the man to see if he'll tell them themselves. Okay, rolling. 13. He tells them, but with less detail. They believe him-ish. So, you all decide to see if this guy is crazy or if there's actually something there in the woods. How successful are we all at finding a path there? To 23, we find this huge lit up pathway.
Well, that's really lucky.
It's 23. So, we walk into the woods, aware that there are many dangers. So, where will we go in the woods? Twig, what do you want to do?
Well, I see if the path is really long or not. Like, is it short?
Wait, how would you do that?
I climb up a tree.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And then
we'll roll the first one we'll see if you're successful in climbing up the tree. You got a 3. You climb halfway up but then get kind of tired. Okay, we'll roll a second one to see if you're successful with seeing how long the path is. You have a 3. You have no idea how long the path is at this point.
Well, I am getting big.
Well, yeah. Your vision's sort of limited if you're a guinea pig halfway up a tree. It would have to be a big tree.
Big tree. It has to be a really tall tree. And it's like maybe as tall as a house then.
Okay.
You come back down and tell everyone else that you have no idea how long the path is, and you can't see the temple very well.
So, Jeff, what do you do?
Well, can I cast a minor healing spell can I quickly check to see if Bill's scrape needs medical attention?
Sure, go for it. She's okay, or he's okay. I get confused sometimes. I'm kind of not awake today. He's okay, but he does have sort of it does hurt him to walk on it a little. So, do you roll to see if you can ease his pain with a quick spell?
Sure.
13.
You try to, but Bill says he's fine, so you don't do anything.
So, Bill, what do you do?
I jump and push myself into the air to see if I can see where the temple is.
Okay, since I'm a strong warrior, do you want me to have an additional roll?
Yeah.
So I can like throw you up?
Yeah. That would probably, like,
okay, let's see. You get an 8, then plus a 3, so you end up with an 11. It's really hard for me to lift another person right now. I'm kind of tired.
How would that work? 8 plus 3?
I mean,
8
plus
11?
8 plus 3 equals 11. 8 plus 2 equals 10. 8 plus 3 equals 11.
Are you having math problems today?
No.
I think you are.
I was just thinking of 7.
Okay. So. Once Bill comes back down, he says, I can't see anything better than a twig can, but you guys do not give up, and you persist to keep going through the woods.
I
decide to take my, I decide to take my sword and cut through branches so I can see better through along the pathway. Ooh, 14. I'm kind of successful, but chopping branches with my sword is kind of hard, so I stop after a while. Twig, what do you do?
I walk forward and walk forward and try to hear any music that maybe I could like make
into like a song.
Oh, so you're gonna listen for some music or sound that maybe you could play on your instrument?
Kazoo.
Because you have a kazoo.
I play my keyboard.
So you have a transportable keyboard and a kazoo.
And a banjo.
And a banjo. Okay. Hey, Yelv. What weapon do you have? I kind of forgot.
Wait, are you awake? I don't really have a weapon, but...
Oh, is your weapon something like persuading monsters into helping us or something?
Yeah, that's why I have a pet owl.
Well, owl's not so much of a monster, but...
He can talk.
Oh, yeah, talk. Well, you're a talking animal.
He's still my pet. He's my friend pet.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Melvin.
Hello, Melvin.
Oh, also, he is very good at well, actually, he kind of has a power. He can talk, but also, if you throw him up super high, then he comes down with his head forward. He can actually...
Oh, so he's sort of like a rocket dart where he goes up very high, and then he'll dive bomb people.
Well, actually, he's great for when I need someone to, like, when I need someone to get through, he can go up, then hit on the tree. Sometimes
so like he goes up and then grabs the fruit off the tree and gives it to you?
No, he like goes bam and hits one of the branches.
Oh, okay.
The branch didn't fall down because
you're where were we? Where were we? I kind of got distracted by your superpower.
I think it was my turn. Yeah, my turn.
Oh yeah, what were you gonna do?
I'm going to see how I'm gonna give him a little firework. And shoot him up, and then I'm going to have him try to. Then I'm going to have him go towards the tree area.
Okay.
And once he gets there, he sends up the firework.
Okay, let's see how successful you are. A 21! He does not get hurt. Well, having the firework explode. In fact, he enjoys it so much that he heals any condition that he might have had.
Well, it wasn't attached to him. He can't like untie it and shoot it up.
I know, but it's not something where he forgot to let it go. He'd be like, oh no, it's 1 second left. Boom! And he fell out of the sky. It's not like that. No, he survived because of this 21-year-old.
He landed on the ground, then sended it up.
Okay, hold on. I'm rolling for the monsters.
What do you mean, monsters?
Ooh, apparently no monsters.
How? We got an 11. There has to be, like, one monster.
Well,
Bunny.
There's this like tiny little bunny with horns that tries to attack you but misses. Twit, do you try and persuade the bunny to help us?
I try to make it be my friend.
Okay.
5. It does not agree with you and hops off.
No.
Yeah, you wrote 5.
It agrees with you. No, it hops. It poofs away.
It poofs away. Why would a bunny poof away? It would make more sense to hop away.
It's a magical thing.
Fine, it poofs away. It disappears from sight. I guess is what I'm trying to say. Melvin?
Yeah?
No, please don't try and knock over our water glasses. And please stop petting my head.
Okay, Jeff, what do you do?
Well, I decide to take my magic and see if I can open a portal to the ruins.
Okay, you roll.
A 17. Jeez.
Okay, so you almost start the portal. Not quite yet. You're working on it. So I guess that where it leaves you. So now, Bill, what do you do? Do you try and help Jeff create the portal? Or do you want to do something else?
I want to use my weapon, which is...
Your weapon. What's your weapon? I thought we just talked about this. What? How did you forget? Oh, yeah.
My weapon is... That's Tweed. My weapon is... Laser Whip.
No, it's not.
My one is a axe.
An elf with an axe. I never thought I'd see that day.
Okay, be very careful with it, and I try to chop down a tree.
Let's see how very careful you are and how successful. Okay, you don't hurt yourself at all, but it's hard to chop down the tree, so you get halfway through and then you're tired and give up.
Yay, so now I will, Melvin, you're being very distracting.
Why?
Because you're on my head. And now in my face. Yeah, there. Thank you. Out of my face. Okay. Yeah, get out of Twig's face. It's okay, Melvin. Oh yeah, Melvin. Melvin is an actual owl that sits next to us while we do our podcasting thing. So, it's actually more like he sits next to Twig. Twig's his owner friend. But I choose to see if I can do two things at once, but it's going to take a really high number to do that. Something in the 20s. Now I'm going to see if I can simultaneously help Jeff finish the portal while getting food. I find one apple, and it's very hard, but we get the portal almost done.
Yay.
So, Twig, what do you do?
Well, look, since I saw
moving fireworks that it was, it looked like it was a little bit that way.
Oh, wait, so Mervin flew... Melvin flew all the way over to the temple and then put up a firework? Oh. Well, I didn't know that. Okay, I knew that he put up a firework, but I didn't know it was that elaborate. Is it nighttime?
Afternoon.
Okay, so it's sort of like 3-ish.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, Jeff, what do you do?
Hey, but I didn't get to do anything.
Oh, yeah. Twig, you have to roll. Okay.
I roll to see. I got 25, so I roll to try to get to Melvin.
Okay.
25. So,
you get everybody's attention
and
get them to follow you towards Melvin. And during that time, Melvin starts flying back towards you. So you can see him sort of like a couple of miles that way and you're following his direction.
So, Jeff, what do you do?
Well, I'm still working on that portal. Can I finish it and see if I can go and see if everyone can go through it?
Sure.
Yes, a 23. I finished the portal very easily. And get everyone to go through the portal to the temple.
Okay, while we're there, we spot Melvin and he flies down back to Twig. Bill, what do you do?
I look around and see that there's a giant panda blocking the way in. Blocking the way to get into the temple.
Okay. We discover that it's an actual panda, not a statue. So, I'm gonna roll to see if using Twig's power and everyone, if we can use Twig's power, Bill's sneakiness, and enough of Jeff's magic, persuade the panda to get out of the way. Okay, I got a 10. Plus a 2 from Twig. A 2 from Bill. And a 5 from Jeff. So, that adds up to be 19. The panda isn't quite sure about getting out of the way, but you seem really nice, so he does.
And he becomes my friend.
No, see, you can roll for that later. Okay, now it's your turn. You want to roll to see if the panda becomes your friend?
Yes.
That's going to take a lot.
So I can like him.
22.
He becomes my friend.
He knows you look nice. And you were acting nice, and you gave him an apple. So he decides to become your friend. If he can have another apple.
I give him another apple.
Okay, let's see if he likes that apple. He likes the apple. So he becomes your friend. Okay, Jeff, what do you do?
I try. And open the door to the temple. Or the cave. I guess it would be more of a cave, not a temple. I mean, it could also be called a dungeon. I mean, it's called caves and catastrophes, so yeah, but let's just call it a cave.
Okay.
I roll a 21. I open the doors with great ease, and get everyone to at least step into the cave. Not go all the way in, just step into it. I mean, it's kind of spooky.
Okay, Bill, what do you do?
I try to use I use my little powder that I have to try to, I use my little rocks that I have to, and I throw them on anyone that looks like it might be a trap.
Ooh, great idea, Bill. So, what you're saying is you throw something, like you throw like hardened wax onto something that might look like if you stepped on it, it would trigger a trap.
Yep.
Okay, great idea. You all walk in closer to the cave with your new best friend, Giant Panda Guy.
His name is Ro.
Okay, his name can be Ro. Let's see if he likes that name. Okay, and I'm gonna help you on this one. So, I'm gonna roll this 12 die 20 and the 6 die because I know it's super important to you. You get a 19 after I took out the 12 die. Okay, so he loves the name, he loves the idea. But Giant Panda Guy also works. So he likes to be called Ro, but he will also be called Giant Panda Guy.
I'm Giant Panda Guy.
Yes. Oh yeah, also we have Ro in the studio.
Giant Panda.
No, in studio. That sounds like something, right?
Okay. So you all walk into the cave with Ro, your new companion, behind you to make sure no one follows you in.
Little did you know that maybe following you in wasn't their biggest problem.
This is the end of part 2. Now, remember, Twig, it's not the official end, just the end of part 2. We're going to have many parts. This sort of thing may go on for many different days. It's sort of like it depends on how well we roll to when we finish. Love it.
Well, in the studio.
Yes. Yes, Ro is in the studio.
Ro in studio!
So, to be continued. Science Tales is a fantasy plus science podcast. Its writer is Dr. Panda. Its co-writer is...
Twig Hector!
Our producer and co-producers are Dr. Panda and Twig. Our editor is the narrator. Our sound effects are by
Bill Arrow
and the Anchor app. Our inspirational supporter is Bogey, our dog. This podcast is recorded in a live studio audience.